following presentation is for mature audiences only.
I'm out.
It is not intended for
children. I know. Why do we put that on there? We're not mature.
Just gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Out.
Follow
mature
stick with
work.
Sticks up
your butt. We're mature, damn it. Your poopy heads. You're
listening to the Guardians of the Language. Game poopy podcast. Language.
Featuring Matt Starnslord. Carol the Cat.
Poopy heads.
The Giddy Geeker.
Hello.
The technician. The time is a strict progression of rules to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big,
old, wibbly, wobbly, timey-wimey.
Stop.
And now, damn right they shine first. The hosts of Guardians
of the Geek.
Episode 60! Oh my god! Broke my goddamn phone. I gotta. My tickets are on there, damn it! I gotta see Star Wars! Fuck!
I totally just broke our intro.
No. We'll make another one out of balsa wood or something. Daryl is back. Thanks for sleeping over in the garage with Field Canty. That was a nice...
That guy's hair is amazing.
It really is. Thanks for coming back for our silliness. That is, we talk about all the geeky shit. So let's get right into it. Where do you want to start? Yeah. Geeky shit.
Well, I finished Scream Queens.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
It's not Dancing with the Stars. It's silly stuff.
I don't like it. All right, go ahead. I don't.
Hello, you get a car. You get a car. I don't know why I imagine Joey is like Oprah.
Wait. She's got a car? She's giveaway? Fuck. Right.
What is the premise? I've only seen like commercials and the TV's always been on mute when I see these commercials. What is the
good
premise? It's the best way to watch
it. The premise is it's basically a ripoff of horror films. It takes place on a college campus where members of a certain sorority are being bumped off one by one, and fraternity, because they bump off. They're not discriminatory in who they bump off. But it ended this year. It's kind of like an anthology season. You're not going to have the same cast because the cast members keep dying.
Okay.
So okay. If they bring it back, I will have to say it started off really, really strong and very funny and ended really, really weak.
Mm.
And
blew the load, huh?
Spoiler alert. How did it end?
Jump the shark.
Come on, tell us.
There was three killers.
the devil was three different people.
The devil was three different people. Well, right. The devil was two different people, and then the third one dressed as Antonin Scalia.
The justice?
Yes.
The Supreme Court justice?
For justice, yes.
What? Okay.
In an attempt
to, I never saw that in a preview. What?
In an attempt to kill Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays the dean of the college,
okay.
The third killer, who is the mastermind, needed a costume and could only find Antonin Scalia.
That's kind of funny, actually.
That was actually one of the funniest bits. And Jamie Lee Curtis kicks all their asses, which is awesome.
Jamie Lee Curtis is fantastic on the show.
Yeah, she is actually.
She's quite regular, too. That fucking yogurt. Yeah.
She's an Activia, right?
Yeah.
What? I'm like, what?
Ooh, that's a fantastic shit. That's so perfect and smooth.
So you find out that Hester is the third person of the trio.
The girl from Glee.
Yeah, the girl from Glee. And the mean girls get thrown in an insane asylum, and Hester gets away with it. So,
Hester,
it's a nice tidy bow. So they'll be bringing it back next season with a whole new.
I assume if they're bringing it back next season, they'll have a whole new cast or the same cast in different characters, much like American Horror Story.
Is that on Vox?
I watch it on Hulu, so I have
no
idea.
It's on Fox.
Is it on Fox? Okay,
That's what Heroes was supposed to be. Until the season one cast was so popular, they're like, well, these dudes make us money, so let's bring them back for...
And then they did shit with them.
Yeah.
Total shit with them.
That first season was, like, really good.
That was.
I argue it's the best first season of all television.
Yeah. It had, like, such gravitas to it. It was like, you felt like, this is, like, epic. Like, you really did feel that way.
Yeah.
And then it just quickly was like...
The carnival stuff just ruined it. When they started doing the carnival
I think it was season 4.
That was rough. That was so rough.
Season 2 is where once it ended, I was like, I'll give it one more chance. And then like somewhere in season 3, I was like, oh, fuck this show.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Unfortunately, I made it through all the way through Lost before I said, fuck this show.
Hey, I will defend that show for my dying breath, man.
That last half of season, I was just like, fuck this show.
It's got one of my favorite episodes of any TV, any drama. It was a story about Mr. Echo. and his childhood.
Yeah, flashback with his,
with his brother. Yeah. That
drug dealer and all
is the best hour of fucking TV. I don't, I'll put up just about anything, but it's a bet. And man, I would just.
It is a very good episode.
I gave up on that show when, I think it was the first season, when,
when the opening credits
remember, remember when that guy Walt that had the song, I think Walt
there was a plane crash, and I said, fuck it.
I was like, fuck, that's a plane crash.
I like planes.
This isn't going to take place in the Four Seasons. Ugh. I was like, no. Oh. But I, but there was like towards the end of the season, and the kid had the dog, and then they decide to go off in the raft. And the dog, like, goes out in the water and is, like, barking and upset because his, like, boy is leaving him. And I was like, fuck this show. I cannot stand this dog looking upset. I'm done. And I genuinely mean that.
Don't ever watch John Wick.
I won't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's some rough shit there.
Man, I can watch any number of horror films where humans die right and left, right and left, right and left. But, man, John Wick. The first 10 minutes of John Wick, I was like,
it gets you.
Fuck them all. You killed them, John.
Did you ever see, such a good movie. Did you ever see the movie? It had Oscar Isaac, and it was a couple years ago. It was a Coen Brothers film.
Inside Llewyn Davis.
Huh?
Inside Llewyn
Davis. And he's like fucking mean to that cat. And I was like, fuck that guy.
If I hate this movie. Sorry for this guy? No.
When he...
Yeah. Don't carry that hatred over to Star Wars.
Yeah,
I won't. I won't. Calm down. I actually like him as an actor. I really do. Because I thought he was really good in Ex Machina.
Oh, Ex Machina. Yeah.
Machina, whatever.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It was a really good movie. I thought he was very, very good and creepy. So,
shortlist for Oscar, from what I hear.
But fuck it. Is he going to act like that towards cats in real life? That's all I'm saying.
But if you ever get a chance to interview him, there's your question.
Hey, speaking of Oscar Isaac, and this is a segue. X-Men Apocalypse trailer came out this
week.
He's Apocalypse.
Yes, that he is.
Oh.
You can't really tell, because he's blue, or gray, or...
It doesn't look as bad as those like early stills of him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, we're trouble. But this is a good trailer, I thought so.
It was a pretty good trailer. It's kind of Mystique heavy, which I suppose is...
It's Jennifer Lawrence,
just
right?
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah. They're going to do that. But hey, bald Professor X, we're finally losing James McAvoy's hair.
I got problems with that trailer, man. I think that trailer is... As C-plus a trailer as you can get. It is the most mediocre trailer there is. And the whole Jennifer Lawrence deal, not even Blue Mystique.
You're getting regular Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, after two movies of her being like, I'm mutant and I'm proud of it, now she's almost not whatsoever. I understand, you know, you have Oscar-winning Jennifer Lawrence, and you had to show that Oscar-winning face, but...
She was getting blemishes from the blue makeup.
It didn't grab me. And then the Professor X revealed the end. I rolled my eyes.
I didn't think they would have to make him bald, actually. Well, I didn't see the point of that, because...
I didn't need to tie it all.
He's not that old, you know? Like, he's still young enough that he probably... He had a full, luscious head of hair.
He'll have a full, luscious head of hair at the beginning of Apocalypse, too. So somewhere in there, much like Batman vs Superman, he has to lose all his hair, and it's a weird transition for a character to make.
I have to say that trailer wasn't nearly as bad as I thought the Star Trek trailer was, which I'm actually quite scared now.
As a Trekkie, J.J. Abrams directed.
I think he's producing this one.
He produced it.
But this one,
the guy who directed Tokyo Drift or something is the guy.
You can tell.
James Wan. Yeah. You can totally tell. They took Star Trek from what it was, which is exploration and defining what it means to be a human as relates to all these aliens in space, a wagon trail to the stars. And now it's Star Wars.
Blow them up.
Guns,
There's one good bit in the trailer, and that's when Spock and McCoy are Spock. Yeah. No, that's just typical.
And I like the Beastie Boys song in there.
Each movie's had its Beastie Boys song.
Yeah. So, and I have to say, I think Carl Urban is the best thing about the Star Wars or the Star Trek reboot. Completely, I love him as Dr. McCoy.
He nailed it. All those things aside,
he's a really grumpy guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Still can't wait to see the movie though.
It's not like I won't be there.
Yeah. Okay. You're complaining about it, but we'll all be there.
That's an outrage. I will be opening night. If there's a sneak peek, I'll blow somebody for it. So, you know. That's what's really going to fucking happen. I'll tell you what. Did you guys catch this trailer? It's weird. I saw it one day, and I have not seen it since. I don't know what the heck. But the Brothers Grimsby?
He's got Sacha Baron Cohen and Mark Strong in it, so it's I mean, don't watch it because of Mark Strong.
It almost is like a Beverly Hills Cop James Bond, but funny. It's just like the weirdest mashup.
Really? Yeah. I haven't heard anything about this.
I saw it on Facebook, like, and then like I couldn't find it after that. I don't know if it like they pulled it or I don't know, but I mean it was really funny. Or something. Yeah. A lot of action. So
man, the trailer wasn't supposed to come out yet. Do you remember having a movie release date at the end of the trailer?
No.
No. Was it a teaser or a full trailer?
It was a real trailer.
Yeah. Huh, that's weird.
So, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, it looked pretty good, though.
I like Mark Strong.
Yeah. Good villain.
Yes. Well, he was good in Kingsman, too, where he played, you know, basically Q.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, was Q. So, I have not seen the trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I just saw it today.
Just dropped it.
It's a teaser, for sure. But, I mean, it doesn't come out until November of next year, so.
This is getting fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
This year-out teaser is.
It's like BS. So they were just like, you know what? We gotta finish these effects so we can have this quick 15 seconds of a teaser.
Quick, put Eddie Redmayne in a velvet coat and take a photograph of him or something.
And it's like, so you can't get a sense of the acting. There's no way because it's so short.
Yeah.
And then like the finished effect, there's no monsters.
Well, yeah.
Which the whole thing is monsters. There's just like a blown up side of a building. And
is
like,
this a trilogy?
Okay, but
is this supposed to be a trilogy?
I don't know.
Like I stated earlier, this is not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I mean, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, that's like a 20-page book. Seriously, it is like...
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing the Hobbit.
Come on.
The Hobbit at least has
Table of Contents pages. Is the next film. Motherfucker. Sucks.
Are there any beasts in the trailer?
No.
No? Then you gotta figure out where to find them. That's why I didn't see it in the trailer.
That's right. I guess they're all transported to New York City in a tattered suitcase, though.
Okay.
So, if you're on board with that, you got yourself a movie.
Why not? Why not? I've seen plenty of tattered briefcases in New York City. Some of them might have had beasts.
So, wait a minute. This is taking place in New York City?
I think it's New York, or it might be London. One of those depressed places that...
Depressed places.
I don't know. I would love to go to London. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Syria?
Even the beasts are staying at a Syria. Right? They were the first ones to get kicked out.
Syria is the
non-fantastical ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just regular old beasts. We're not fantastic in any way.
The beasts are actually the refugees coming in.
So like, it could be on the American... It could be on the continent of the U.S. Or it could be
somewhere else.
It could be a damn island. I don't know.
So what you're saying is planet Earth somewhere is where these...
I don't want to get nailed down specifics here. I don't want to... Not on the record.
It was that bar from Total Recall on Mars.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that bar.
Oh, speaking of J.J. Abrams, Bad Robot, his production company.
Are they rebooting Phantasm?
They're restoring it. No reboot.
Guess. Okay, so they're actually... Right.
The original 79 flick, they're restoring it, which I think is pretty...
Okay.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind them releasing that, because I've never seen Phantasm on a big screen.
That would be nice. Yeah.
That's the one thing... Theaters should only do a lot of throwbacks on screen. I came from San Antonio before I moved here. Actually, I think today's my 360th day in North Carolina.
Really?
But where I came from, they had theaters that at least once a week would put up, they would just reserve a room and throw some old screen. Back to the Future. I've seen
Raiders of the Lost Ark. A little bit. They do that. Yeah. But it's usually for like a period of time.
Yeah.
Like for a month and a half, they'll have like Groundhog Day one weekend and Home Alone or something.
The Ayersley Grand, which is down in Steel Creek, they do retro horror through the month of October.
Because
I saw The Birds, The Shining, The Thing, and Friday the 13th.
Well, a good run of movies right there. Yeah.
This is like the third or fourth year that they've done it. Because I saw Alien for the first time on the big screen last year. Which was nice.
AMC used to do like this weird thing on a Sunday and a Tuesday. They would play just some random-ass movie, and it was great, because, it was back in the big screen.
Yeah.
But I was working, like, 5 p.m. till 2 a.m., and I saw a shitload of movies. And that's the best time to see a movie, is when you have the whole theater yourself.
It depends on what movie.
Like.
It depends on what movie.
Well,
like, I don't want to see The Force Awakens by myself.
Well, no. No, you got to be around the fans. But I'm just saying, like, the old classic movies, you just want to sit down. And,
yeah.
But anyway.
I went and saw it when I saw Krampus last week. I had a day off, so I went during the day, and there was only one...
That's how you spent your day off? Huh? That's how you spent your day off seeing Krampus?
Should have been watching Star Wars.
I'm just messing.
Well, it wasn't out yet.
Old school Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Six films.
I forgot about that.
There are six other films.
But there was one other woman in the theater. And I like, because I don't typically watch horror movies, although this, I think, was like horror light.
Horror
but,
comedy.
Yeah, but it was like, I kept on like, is she still there? I'm freaked out. Is she still there? Good. Okay, good.
There's a couple times I don't mind seeing a movie by myself, but certain releases, it's a crowd is a must.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you feel that. It's like going to a concert, I think. Like, genuinely, like, one of my favorite moments, like, repeated over and over, that's why I go to the movie so much, is, like, that those moments before the movie starts, and it's like you feel the energy of everyone else around you mm-hmm. in anticipation of this movie that could be amazing, could be awful, whatever the case
may be. It could
be
Empire Strikes Back. It could be Phantom Menace.
Oh!
Could be Sex in the City 4, whatever.
Oh, man. I saw The Phantom Menace so many damn times, and it got so bad that. So, I don't know if you've seen it how many times now, probably Phantom Menace?
Phantom Menace, I would say probably about 13, 14.
So, there's a scene very early on when it's Natalie Portman and all the actors, and they're on Tatooine. And it's little tiny Jake Lloyd is little Annie.
Yippee!
I hate that name. And I watched so many times, you just start noticing all this
weird shit. Yeah.
And Natalie Portman, and this shows how horrible of an editor was on that film. Natalie Portman is mouthing the words, the lines of the different actors. It's a scene of this table. And you watch her.
Oh, it's when they're at Annie's home?
Yeah, and they're showing, they're at the dinner, just table just like this, and they're just, and she's like mouthing all their dialogue. And it's just like, it just started cracking me up. And I'm laughing. And little kids are just seeing The Phantom Menace for the first time. And here's this old fat guy laughing. And they're like, I don't feel comfortable. You know, it's just like, you know, but I mean, it's just like, you notice all this weird shit. And it's like, that was horrible editing.
Yeah.
But
that's like, you know, it's like take 15. And she's just trying to amuse herself at that point. Yeah. But I might like, watch that shit when I go home.
You should. It's funny. And you're just like, I would love to see like a version where they just like dub her. They only have like a tight close-up of her, and she's delivering like Liam Neeson's lines. And shit. But anyway, stuff you notice. Anyway, so yeah.
So speaking of Star Wars, do we want to hazard any predictions for what's coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I've seen the toys, which are really hard to find right now.
That's because they're all sold out, I would suppose.
I mean, everywhere. I went to Toys R Us. They had no action figures of Star Wars. They had the hooks. They had the places. They just had the merchandise.
Just because people are coming in going, I'll just take off.
Yeah. I just wanted to look at them. Because, again, I got to be careful with stuff. Mm-hmm. I've got one First Order Stormtrooper I found in a Walmart. And it was, like, hidden. But I know where all these little toy people hide their fucking toys to buy later. Because I used to do it as a kid. When I have the money, I'd be like, I think I'll save it for this one next week. I'll put it behind the Barbies. Yeah. And, you
some
know,
poor kid's going to go in there and go get my stuff. Oh, man.
Serves you right, damn it.
Hey, man, we all had to come that's up right. from that rough world.
That's right, that's right. But, well, I'll say, I'm trying to avoid spoilers. Mm-hmm. But you can't help it because it's like, there's just so much out there and you start to read, you know, anyway.
So, I've never even seen the trailer, so, you know.
I've seen a few of the trailers. Wow. I went blackout a couple weeks ago because I'm like, I want to go in kind of fresh-faced.
Yeah, they dropped a new trailer, I do believe it was 2 weeks ago, and Jay Reckward hit me up and he was like, hey, you seen the new trailer? And it was on a Wednesday, so I knew I was going to see him at the writer's group later on. I assume he was asking me because he wanted to talk about it. And I was like, nope. I'm sitting this one out. And he's like, that's an order. You go watch that trailer. And I managed to avoid it the whole time. And then he just spoiled the trailer. But I saw him later that night.
Man.
He also spoiled Spectre for me because he's a terrible person.
That bastard. Yeah, we've had him on the show.
Yeah.
Never again. That's not
you. Yeah, hear that, Reckward? Never again. That's what you get for talking bad about my show on this show. That's right. I didn't forget about it. Yeah.
Oh.
Green Ninja deep. I will make one prediction for the new Star Wars.
Okay.
Han will shoot first at some point during the film.
He will shoot first. That's a prediction I can get behind. Chewie will be at his back.
Yes. And someone will point at Han and he will shoot first.
Good.
His load?
Yes. Because it's Star Wars.
What?
What'd
you say?
Force Awakens is a complete euphemism. His load.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
This is really a porno flick.
You said Chewie was on his back. I mean, I was like, oh.
Well, something awakened. Something awakened.
Exactly.
You know there's slash fake out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have no idea how this movie's going to go. I got nothing.
Okay, so what do we think happened to... that non... Yeah, him.
Oh, man.
What were you saying?
Non Han Solo.
Wait, Becca. Non Han Solo referring to...
Luke Skywalker.
The last motherfucking Jedi Knight. Until this shit. Oh, my God. This is horrible.
So where Mark Hamill wipes a tear.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm going to have a stroke. I'm gonna stroke.
This is Guardians of the Geekery.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Doesn't he, like, disappear into the ether or something at the end of the last movie?
No, he's just hanging out with the Ewoks partying. Yeah,
he's just, I assume for 30 years they've been partying hard until the beginning credits.
She didn't see
Jedi. I don't know.
Wicked. Yeah, no, whatever the last one was, I didn't see that one. So, okay, well, whatever. What do we think he's up to? Has he married an Ewok and has babies, like half-breeds?
I think that's a safe bet that that's not happened in this movie.
Well, let's venture a guess. Come on, guys. Predictions. What do we think Luke Skywalker has been up to?
They did the one thing when they brought out the first trailer, and obviously there's no Luke in it.
Yeah.
When I did my show, I said it would be best if they kept Luke out of every trailer, and the first time we see them is in the movie. And for the most part, that's exactly what's happening. Yeah. I think Luke has... He was flirting with the dark side a little bit there towards the end, you know, took Pop's hand off, which I guess turnabout's fair play.
He's wearing black at the end.
Yeah. Strange enough, I didn't really realize it. He's wearing black at the end of Return of the Jedi. Anakin's wearing black at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
A little mirror there. Yeah. I think he went to seclusion shortly after that to get himself in check.
Yeah.
And he just kind of stayed there.
So he's like David Letterman, okay.
He is David Letterman.
Yeah.
He fulfilled the Yoda role pretty much. Yoda went to seclusion.
Yeah.
I guess Letterman hasn't done anything since the last show, has he?
He grew a beard.
Is that the new thing? Jon Stewart came back to the Daily Show with this rocking Jon Stewart beard.
I guess we have to shave every damn day. Like for 30 years, then you're just like, oh man, I'm just gonna let this shit grow out.
Yeah. I was military for 12 years. As soon as I got out, I was like, well,
is that what you did?
I mean, this is all I can grow, but just need to take some Fields hair and put it on my face. And
that'd be all right. I don't think you'd miss it.
Be a little bit mismatched, but I'll take it.
Amazing. Well, what do you think he's been up to?
Yeah, venture guess there.
No, I think Luke probably, my big thing with like, Empire and Jedi, he never really finished his training.
No, he gets about a day and a half of training.
Yeah, I mean, that's not enough for all the... I mean, we saw with Anakin.
He climbed a vine.
That's right.
Fought himself in a tree.
He couldn't get the lightsaber
out of the montage at any point?
No, strangely enough.
Okay. There was a rock soundtrack montage.
Yeah, so I think that's...
I
think he is... being just like Obi-Wan and all those guys, went off to seclusion so he could train with the Force, Force Obi-Wan and Yoda.
And something's going to bring him out of
Some Force Obi-Wan and Yoda. Yeah. So are they going to bring back like Ewan McGregor as Force Obi-Wan?
He nailed that as far as I could. That's one of the best impressions.
I feel so sorry. There's Alec Guinness and Yoda, and then Hayden Christensen shows up. It's like, why does Anakin get to go back to his younger...
Well, that was a redo though.
Too. Yeah, that's like
the special whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
It hurts.
Which sucks if you're watching Star Wars: Empire and then Jedi and you haven't watched the prequels. And then you're like, who is this?
This guy
popped up like, hey, I'm here too, guys.
Like, who's this long haired guy? What's going on?
With his little aw shucks attitude.
Yeah. He's pretty, smiling at the camera. So it's like,
He popped up on the red carpet premiere yesterday, and I was like, fuck, let Hayden. Hey, how you sneak by security?
Oh, man. It's crazy.
He recently had a baby with one of the actresses from the OC. Side note.
There you go. That was the important news.
That's why she's on Guardians of the Geekery. She's got that breaking news. For that one OC fan in Poland, their show has been made. They're like, I'm checking off now.
They're like, I'm getting back to my lab now.
I'm just wondering.
At your service, ma'am.
Like, I could have looked this up on the internet, but no, they will get around to it.
And OC just started airing there, by the way. Oh, I'm sorry. We lost them. All right. I really hope they don't kill Chewbacca. Because they did that in a book, and I know that's all like been thrown away now. It's not canon and all that stuff.
But I know, because some of those books are really, really good.
Yeah.
So
they've been, Michael's they've been level.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I just did my Star Wars version of my episode, which I had Requard on there, and he said the exact same thing. He's like, sorry, Mike Stackpole.
I have to
sorry,
say,
Timothy
though,
Zahn. Ari
Salvatore. Oh, Zahn. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Timothy Zahn right after Phantom Menace came out, and he was very... He was very, he sad. Was like, well, he wasn't really sad. He was like...
He's like, I got paid.
Yeah. He's like, you know, they're not my toys. It's George's toys, and he let me play with them for a little bit. But if he wants to go run a car over him, then he wants to go run a car over him. So I'm like, that was an interesting choice of words there.
Just breaks down George ran a car over my life. Money-wise, what do you think this movie's going to do?
Oh, Jesus.
People are talking about it might be the first $2 billion movie. I think those are... That's a bit much.
They always think everything's going to be like, Avengers is coming out. It's going to be... And I mean, it does obviously really, really well, but... I don't know.
This one's probably...
I'm going to say $35.
Okay, it's
that's,
already...
That's to be the first weekend.
I know. It's already...
That's two IMAX tickets. It's over $35.
I bought those. I'm kidding. We've made $100, right?
How much in concessions do you think AMC is going to make this weekend alone?
I feel sorry for the people that work there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a show starting Thursday night, Friday morning at 1:45. It's the start at 1:45.
There's a 2:30 a.m. show.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what I have tickets for.
To stay there all night, and you're like, and you're not watching the movie, you're like, these motherfuckers don't want more popcorn.
Sleeping.
The concessionists get to leave after a certain time.
That's true.
Like they are in the theater, then it's they're done. But the ushers who clean up afterwards, I think those poor fools might as well be opening a theater the next day.
Yeah.
To go in and clean all that business up.
So, I think it's going to have a huge, huge opening. I think. And I it's got to be better than Phantom Menace.
Holidays are canceled.
That's right.
Is the Phantom Menace the one that had the Jar Jar Binks person?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Do we think
that he's still alive and will show up in this movie?
Confirmed that, no, he is not in this movie.
Oh, it's confirmed that he's not.
JJ
knew better. He knew better.
I did see Conan O'Brien and...
Unless he's showing a tombstone.
Was it Andy Serkis?
Andy Serkis, yes.
Is in the movie.
Gollum's in the movie?
Yeah.
He does act as a regular person from time to time.
But Conan O'Brien was teasing him and said, he goes, come on, just come clean. You're the evil Jar Jar Binks. And he did a spot-on evil Jar Jar Binks. It was chilling.
Really?
It was freaking chilling.
He's really cool. He's a really good actor.
Huge fan.
Yeah. I was a huge fan before The Lord of the Rings, though, because I watch a lot of British cop drama.
I had no idea who he was until Lord of the Rings, and I was like, who is this guy and what all is he? And then he popped up in The Prestige.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Andy fucking Serkis right there, and Dave Bowie.
He was in a show, I think it was Touching Evil, because I watch a lot of British cop shows. He played a grief psychologist that was actually a serial killer, would kill people so he would get people to come to his grief sessions.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man. It was awesome.
Why doesn't American TV do that like on purpose? Like, okay, forget giving people like 22 episodes. Give them 6.
Yeah.
And if you make it fantastic, we'll might have you back.
I think that's like, what's kind of going towards though. Like,
yeah, we've dropped down
Netflix and Amazon, which incidentally, I just read that Transparent season 2 is now out, which was a really good show, by the way, on Amazon.
It's on my list to watch.
It's very good. But anyway, yeah, I think that they're kind of going towards that, where it's like, who cares how many episodes it is, it just will be what it is.
I like the Netflix model, I think.
Yeah,
they're really becoming prestigious.
Put it out there and roll with it.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I watch a lot of anime, and anime is usually 13 episodes or 26 episodes, and I really kind of like that.
Just
we're
total,
ending now. You don't have the Dragon Ball. You occasionally have the Dragon Ball Zs that last for 17 years, but...
Isn't that movie that had, like...
Don't even talk about the fucking movie. No,
I got to the end of Evangelion. And I was like, "Is that it? That's all there is." And then I went to my post-Evangelion depression. And then Pacific Rim came out.
Yeah, so that was a good one. I missed like 3 days of work.
Watching Evangelion. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta finish this. I'm sorry, and then I have to watch the movies. So yeah, speaking of mid-season finales, because I think it's a mid-season finale. I watched the latest Gotham.
Oh, so you're the one person that's still watching that
I'm
show.
Still... Yeah, I know. They're the reason why they keep making it is because I keep tuning in for some bizarre reason.
You just send out thousands of letters of fan mail to the Fox.
Make one more,
different,
please!
Yeah,
one
different more handwriting.
I have to say, though, this show has always been borderline for me. It can't tell what the fuck it is. It really doesn't know. It tries to be camp, but then it has somebody get brutally stabbed like dozens of times. So it's like, are you like really violent or are you really campy? But it's starting to really wane even on me.
What season are you on? One or two?
This is two.
Two, right?
There's only two seasons so far.
I've only watched the first season and I was like, I cannot do another season.
I got five episodes.
It's rough.
It is. The only one of the reasons that I keep watching is because I really do love Sean Pertwee's Alfred.
Yeah.
And as long as he keeps smacking kids around.
Oh, man.
I heard it's a great movie for a non-Batman fan. Or a great show for a non-Batman.
Yes, because you get pissed that, that was the Joker and they just killed him. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
I do like the Penguin. I do like their interpretation of the Penguin. Yeah. But, Commissioner Gordon, again, they don't know whether he's a good guy or a bad guy.
He was on the OC.
That's what I was going to say. Continuing our game of 6 degrees of separation. He worked with the girl who got impregnated by Hayden Christensen.
I'll be damned at all.
And he just got, what's her face from Firefly pregnant?
Who?
Monica Baccarin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marina.
Oh, the lady from Homeland.
Yeah.
She played Inara. Oh. She played Inara. Yeah. She's on Gotham. She's on Gotham. So.
Oh, she is. Cool.
Yeah. Plays his love interest on Gotham.
She's going to be in that Deadpool movie.
Yeah. New poster for that movie came out.
Yeah, she's like the woman.
The gun?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds.
So, yeah, Gotham.
I do believe Deadpool might be the last movie I review. It's like, it comes out right as the show is in.
Aww.
Yeah. So I go out with a bang.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good movie.
It looks really fun.
I think it's going to be very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So has anyone seen any movies this week?
You did.
No, actually.
I did.
Tell us all about it.
Well, it's not geeky in any way, shape, or form, but this is the start of Oscar season, and I do have this thing where I try to see all of the nominated films in the top five categories.
Ah.
So I'm trying to get a head start on it. We went and saw Spotlight, which is about the investigation into the
Catholic Church
in Boston.
Oh.
Really good film. Very heavy, of course. Great performances by Mark Ruffalo and Michael Keaton. I'm pretty sure they'll both get nominated for this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's a very heavy film. It makes you feel very outraged and sad that people knew about this for decades and decades and decades and did absolutely nothing about it because it's just a Catholic town and you don't want to speak ill of the church.
Yeah, you don't want to rock the boat.
No.
So it's not in support of molestation.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. All right.
Oh, damn.
Clear that up.
They don't defend it in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, good. Good.
They did succeed in making Mark Ruffalo not attractive to me, which is...
By the way, like, kind of on a weird side note, I feel like Oscar Isaac is sort of like the new generation Mark Ruffalo.
I think so.
They like sort of remind me of each other, and they're like both kind of
cousins,
intense.
Cousins, identical cousins.
Yeah. They're both intense and like, but yet, like.
What? I haven't heard of that.
Come on!
What?
You've never seen the Patty Duke Show?
Oh, he pulled out an old school reference on that one.
Yeah.
I used to love that show.
That's two people I never would have put side by side, Mark Ruffalo and Oscar.
I just mean, like, I don't mean that they necessarily look alike. I think they kind of remind me. They're very, very intense and sort of seem like a bit antisocial, sort of like in their real lives, but like very intense, but can play like a myriad of different roles.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you saw Foxcatcher last year, because Mark Ruffalo was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Foxcatcher, that was another movie where they made him completely unattractive. And then
everybody was unattractive.
I know. Everybody was like, oh, God. I need to watch some Avengers.
Oh, there's the kid. Watch him come out of that bathroom with his steamy hairy chest.
That was a nice little scene. Oh, yeah.
I was like, something wrong.
People were wondering why she was going for that. Come on.
Yeah. You see any movies, sir?
No, I don't watch movies. No, I didn't see it. I haven't seen the movies. It's all about Star Wars.
Are you? Have you been rewatching the old ones?
No, I don't need to. I've watched them.
Really? Times. You're not getting into the spirit by rewatching?
No, I.
I did.
I'm ready.
I did my commentaries. Yeah. I did all 6 in I think 2 days. But you're doing work. I have it on mute with the subtitles, so the feedback doesn't come into my microphone, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't get a chance to enjoy while I'm doing the commentary. So now that I'm all done with that and it's all uploaded, and I also have the riff tracks for all 6 of them.
Oh.
So last night I did episode 1, and probably later on tonight I'll do episodes 2 and 3 with the riff tracks on, so I can actually sit down and enjoy them before.
It's going to be a late night for you, huh?
I don't sleep. I still have comic books to read, my own to write, movies to watch.
Sleep is for the boring.
Yeah.
Sleep is for the people with good health.
That's right.
Yeah, I think you messaged me like at 1:30 last night, and I was up late working, and I couldn't sleep, and I was just like, oh, this is awesome. All right. Yeah.
So I won't be doing what I did with The Hobbit. I won't be doing the whole marathon thing before Star Wars, because I know there are marathons out there where they're showing all 6 movies.
Not in town. Oh. Believe me, I've been scouring. I have not been able to find any.
That's bizarre.
A lot of sitting there watching some movies.
Well, I sat through 9 hours of The Hobbit.
Yeah.
But
because you love Martin Freeman, though.
Yeah.
You're getting all wet in your panties over that.
Martin Freeman, man.
Martin
Freeman and Richard Armitage.
Dr. Watson, yeah.
If I was wearing panties, I might get wet in my panties for Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
They're doing some kind of challenge. Where they're showing it on a constant loop. I think is it just Star Wars, just the whole trilogy, something like that.
Yeah.
They're playing on a constant loop, and as people drop out one by one, whoever's left gets some giant prize. I think it's like a days long challenge or something like that.
Well, that's easy. They're gonna have a room full of people still sitting there after 48 hours, going, "Yeah, and
Star Wars, you know." And maybe they'll find Natalie Portman now in people's lines too.
Oh, damn. Oh. I might watch that tonight, actually. But what's weird about Star Wars, man, I remember when I had the Blu-rays, right? I've got I've got it all Blu-rayed up, ready to go. And when TNT would play it, I would stop everything and just watch that commercial. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it makes no damn sense. Why wouldn't I just pull out the Blu-ray, DVD, whatever, pop
there's
it in and watch it?
I genuinely think there's something about, even though it's like subliminal, like that you're watching it along with other people, like you know that there's other people out there doing exactly the same thing, and it's kind of nostalgic, like sitting there like on TBS or something and watching, like if 16 Candles is on, like I have the DVD, I could pull it out, but it's like I want to watch it,
and I want to have
like the corny thing between, you know, at the. And it's like, it brings me back to being like 13 years old, like at Christmas break in my bedroom watching movies.
Well, I remember the big deal. I remember when Star Wars, the first Star Wars, A New Hope, came out on CBS. It was the CBS, I think, Sunday night movie, whatever they did.
Yeah.
And that was like a huge thing. And all of my friends were like, oh, you're going to come over and watch it? Because you only had 3 damn channels and that little
ABC,
UHF
CBS,
stuff.
ABC.
Yeah, whatever. And that's all you had. And that was a huge deal. And that thing took probably like 4 hours to watch that fucker.
Oh, with commercials and
all that. Yeah, with the commercials. Yeah. But I mean, they knew what they were doing. I mean, it was just special about that. Yeah.
I did a group watch every Saturday. I do a group watch for people in the Paprika page where I just go on Netflix. I find 4 movies. People vote. And then we set a time and we all just press play at the same time. We have a chat room where we talk about the movie we're watching.
That's cool.
And I was like, all right, guys, no Netflix this time. We all own copies of Star Wars.
Right.
So Star Wars, then we watched Empire, and then like 2 other people are like,
no holiday special?
That's a rough piece to get through, man.
I like the new holiday special.
Is there a new holiday special?
It is. Have you seen it? I forget what it's called. It's something like the it's all conjecture on the characters. And Funny or Die did it.
Oh, really?
Are you talking about the thing you sent last night?
Yeah, I forget what
Droid Day.
Yeah, and it's
droid,
all about, it's sort of,
it's a life day or whatever.
It's Droid Day, and BB-8, and also on BB-8. But they're all like Kylo Ren and BB-8 are flying together. It's just like
everyone's been happy family.
Yeah, Kylo Ren's like Kylo Ren, and actually Ren is probably a title. I don't know. We'll find out. It's just like everything like they just threw in there, and it's just like, oh, that's funny stuff. But
I can't even do the holiday special with riff tracks. It's just that bad.
My favorite bar in Texas is I think what's today, Tuesday. Today or tomorrow,
yeah.
They have a projector in the bar and they're putting up a holiday special on there for people to watch. Man. Yeah,
I love it. It's fun to watch the old commercials.
Yes, yes, because yeah. They have like old Kenner commercials. Yeah, old for
Kenner
toys.
Commercials. Oh, look for the Union Label commercials.
Rough times.
United Auto Workers commercials.
The only good thing out of the holiday special though was the Boba Fett animated.
But if you watch it, really, that animation is really bad.
It didn't matter that you got to see Boba Fett.
When did that come out? Is that after Star Wars? After Empire?
Star Wars.
The same year? 77?
I think it was
78.
It was 78.
Yeah, I think it was 78. Yeah.
Something that tied the people between Star Wars and Empire.
It failed horribly. Yeah, Lucas had these huge plans to like do Star Wars on TV, and he was like, nah, TV's not ready. After that, he was like, TV's
not ready. No, they're not ready for what I hear.
That's what he, yeah. They're not ready for B. Arthur. No. It's
TV's fault that I had Harvey Korman in that damn thing.
He called B. Arthur after the Star Wars, and he's like, thanks for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Nice. Well played, sir.
Apparently Star Wars is coming to TV, live action. I heard, I heard some words, like last week or something like that, that are still
cool.
Still might do some live action business. Based on a Coruscant.
Really?
Yeah. A crime mob on Coruscant, I think, was the premise behind it.
Procedural. Law and Order, Coruscant.
And they would.
I'd watch it. Fuck. I think it
would be really cool if Princess Leia had a daughter and was single and lived in a small town in Connecticut.
Did you just think this out?
Let me make sure I'm recording this.
Some exec listening like, get on it. Carrie Fisher ain't doing it.
Why do I pay you guys?
Yeah.
Tiffany.
You might have just got a sponsor.
That'd be amazing. Nice.
Galaxy far, far away to Connecticut.
But then like visitors from spacecrafts and shit.
Absolutely. It's starting to Mork and Mindy all of a sudden somehow.
Oh, God.
I love that opening montage. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to give you a Gilmore Girls panel at Con Carolinas next year just to
appease the audience. We all want it by this point.
All things Gilmore.
It'd be like me.
Like, I never get a question.
Run over and sit down in one of the chairs with a question, run back over to the mic.
And then you'll come just because you feel bad for me.
I've never seen an episode, but what's your favorite episode?
I will poke my head into that panel if there's such a thing. I'll support you.
Thank you.
You must have added Carol.
It'll be on the schedule. Okay. So now you have to come to Con Carolinas because you have to sit on the damn panel.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, damn. Any other Star Wars predictions?
No, just that Han will shoot first at some point.
No end credits, only no after credit sequence, which I'm a fan of. I think Disney's got that unlocked with another set of movies that they're currently breaking in cash with.
Oh, my God.
I think Princess Leia and Han Solo will be married, and he will own a car dealership.
Spaceship deal,
which is probably where they found the Falcon in the first place.
Right.
Come on down, the Wookiee's going crazy.
We're blasting prices left and right.
Man, I'm telling you, this is a think tank, man.
There's an undercurrent of issue because he is a bookie also.
Are you pitching this?
The bookie and the Wookiee.
And that is when his wife and daughter move to Connecticut.
Ah, boom, brings it all together.
When she finds out about his bookie ways.
Would you watch this movie?
Came full circle.
Would you watch this movie, sir?
That one?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just to laugh my ass off and be like, damn, Tiffany sold that shit.
This is the new holiday special.
JJ, call me.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God. So, okay.
I will say real quick. Saturday Night Live I think you commented on this. They probably had this in their back pocket for quite some time.
In their back pocket, I guarantee you.
You're the good. Tell us, lay it down for us. I thought it was pretty funny.
I only watched it once. I honestly don't even remember what all. Was it a commercial, right?
Yeah, a commercial parody for toys.
For Star Wars toys.
And it looked like, actually, a commercial for toys, Star Wars toys. And the kids are playing it with it, having fun. And then there's the adults, you know, like our age and older and stuff. And
When I saw it, I was like, oh, that's cute, Saturday Night Live. And I know you guys have been waiting to do this for a while, probably.
Yeah, they had that, right?
Oh, yeah, thank God we can bring it out of the vault.
I assume they probably started writing it early this year, if not 2012, when they announced that they bought Lucasfilm.
Yeah, they're like, we got this. Yeah, unfortunately, that's about the only thing they do well now are fake commercials. And everything filmed, they do better than their live show.
Yes, which that has been the case since about 2010.
Or they have guest stars or people that used to be on the show that were funny on there. Yeah. Crazy.
So, one last thing before we sign off.
What you got?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, did anyone see that Kurt Russell may actually play Star Wars dad?
Mm-hmm. He seems like a really cool... Yeah. I like him a lot. I think that
you might have seen on the Paprika page there.
Probably.
Nate Plissken as Star
Wars. Someone brought that up. They were like, I guess Star Wars kind of gives off a Snake Plissken type vibe. And someone else on the Paprika page was like, you know, he gives off more of a Jack Burton. Big Trouble in Little China.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
was thinking the guy from Overboard, that character.
Which
Ron Howard's Overboard?
Wow. Was that Ron Howard?
I think
that
was
Ron Kurt Russell.
No, I know. Ron Howard directed it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But I don't think that's what they had in mind.
It kind of makes me think of like a carpenter that, you know, fools a girl.
We've got to get the guy from Overboard.
Did you guys see that movie Overboard? Oh my God, funny. Let's get him. Yeah. Who is that?
Somewhere James Gunn is like, you know, we're needing this more Overboard.
By the way, James Gunn is the brother of Sean Gunn, who was on Gilmore Girls.
I'll be damned.
Kurt!
You've got to have your own panel. Fuck. All right.
Fun doesn't stop.
6 degrees of geekdom. I can link the Gilmore Girls
or the OC.
Goddamn
fandom. That's some scary shit.
Every goddamn fandom.
Oh, if that is on the panel, I will put you to that test.
Oh, Daryl, thanks for sticking around again. Plug your shit. Where can we find everything?
You can find Paprika Podcast on iTunes. Search it, Poprika. And you will find a picture of this lovely mug, and you can hear this silky voice every Wednesday. I put up a show every Wednesday, which is New Comic Book Day, so I find it appropriate. And I'm also on SoundCloud. You can search soundcloud.com/paprika-podcast. Or you can find me on Facebook. The Paprika group's on there, facebook.com/groups/paprika-podcast.
It's a fun group.
It is a fun group, man. We try to have fun on there. Keep it silly.
Oh yeah.
Can I join it and talk about Gilmore Girls?
Sure. If you would like, come on, man. I guarantee you that someone else within that group, man. There's a couple hundred people in the
group. Somebody would be like, oh my God, thank you guys.
Finally.
How do you feel about the new show?
My voice is being heard.
Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Thank you.
It took us a while to lock it down, but
Check it off my bucket list.
Check it off the list. No, I gotta have you guys on Paprika soon.
All right.
Yes.
Good. All right, guys. Okay, thanks, everybody. Push it real good. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstoffer.
I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. I just looked down. All right, rest in peace. I was like, all right. I saw you were commenting. Nobody died. I'm like, what?
Thank God I made it to this show.
Hope you survived the experience.